So there's this guy in Canberra, Australia. He's a government researcher, and he's sitting in one of those offices with fluorescent lighting that makes everyone look like they're dying. And he's reading a 237-page report on welfare compliance. And if that sounds boring to you, just imagine how this guy feels. His government paid a consulting firm called Deloitte $290,000 for this report. And he hits a citation. And something about this citation looks a little off, so he Googles it. And Google turns up blank. The paper doesn't exist. So he Googles another citation. It's also non-existent. He's Googling citation after citation, and none of them are real. And then he finds a direct quote attributed to a federal judge. And he's like, okay, finally, a real quote by a real person, and the judge never said it. Deloitte made it up. And this guy is just sitting there staring at his monitor, slowly realizing that his government just paid $250,000 for a document that is, academically speaking, fan fiction. He's like a guy who just found out his wife's book club meets at a Marriott. Deloitte's official statement regarding this was that the updates made in no way impact the substantive content findings and recommendations in the report. They're like, the evidence is completely fake, but the conclusions are real. Try applying that logic to anything else in your life. Your Honor, yes, I fabricated my entire resume, but I've been doing a pretty good job. And then a few weeks later, they do the same thing again in Canada this time for a $1.6 million healthcare report. There's a professor, a woman in Nova Scotia, who opens this report and sees her own name listed as an author on a paper she has never seen in her life. And she's sitting there holding this report thinking, did I write this? Am I losing my mind? Is this dementia? No, it's Deloitte. And when they asked Deloitte about it, they said, "We firmly stand behind the recommendations put forward in this report." Bro, you can't stand behind something that doesn't have a floor. You're not standing, you're levitating. You're standing behind evidence from a parallel universe. Deloitte seems to have accidentally invented interdimensional consulting. And listen, you might be thinking, okay, this is a Deloitte problem. Deloitte is lazy, whatever. But it's not a Deloitte problem, because MIT just gave AI a very thorough performance review. They took every major AI model and made them do 11,000 tasks from real jobs. And then they had humans grade them. And after all of that, MIT's conclusion was, and I'm barely paraphrasing, it's fine, I guess. 65% of the time, AI produced work that qualified as minimally sufficient, which is basically them being polite. Minimally sufficient is what your kid's teacher writes when she's trying not to say your son may be retarded on his report card. And when they raise the bar to superior, like actually good work your boss would demo without apologizing, AI never cracked 50%. The absolute ceiling for excellent AI work is basically a coin flip. In the study, AI did worse at skilled jobs like legal work, IT, complex analysis. It did best at basic administrative tasks like construction paperwork and maintenance logs, which is honestly what I've been saying consistently on this channel. AI cannot replace you, but it can help you with the stuff you already hate doing. And the thing nobody explains to you, because if they explained it to you, the stock price would plummet, is that this technology is basically autocomplete. Now look, I know. No, you're not supposed to call AI autocomplete. It's insensitive. It's botophobic. But that's what it is. You type words in and it predicts the next word based on patterns it learned from the internet. There's no thinking. There's no understanding. And now the greatest fundraisers in the history of capitalism, these guys want you to believe that AGI is coming. Artificial general intelligence. The real deal. The one that actually understands. And you need to understand what they're actually saying when they say that, because it's an insane act of misdirection. They're saying, yes, right now we have a very expensive autocomplete that commits academic fraud and gets a C- from MIT, but soon, and we can't tell you when, but soon we'll have a version that's basically a one-to-one swap for humans. We just need a little more money and a little more time, and for you to please stop asking questions. They're like, we know the parrot is just repeating words right now, but any day now, the parrot is going to achieve consciousness and solve cancer. And I need you to understand that the distance between what we have now and AGI is not like the distance between an iPhone 15 and an iPhone 16. It's the distance between a parrot and a person. A parrot can say, I love you, and it could say it at the right time in a way that can even make you feel something. But the parrot does not love you. The parrot heard those words in that order and repeated them because that's what parrots do. And right now, the entire global economy is reorganizing around the parrot. We're going to the parrot for medical advice and legal counsel and government policy. It's the distance between a very good impression of a doctor and an actual doctor, between a really convincing fake ID and actually being 21. And look, humans fall for bullshit all the time too. We're not perfect. We're tribal, we're emotional, we're biased and easy to manipulate. But the difference is that humans can figure out they were wrong. We have regret and doubt. These are not so much weaknesses as they are the mechanism itself. It's not that humans are good at truth and LLMs aren't. It's that humans struggle with truth. And that struggle is the thing that matters. And so no, you can't swap humans for AI. LLMs are computers. Computers help humans do boring tasks. They don't replace us. They speed us up. That's all they've ever done. Thanks for watching.